from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce, topping our report this hour. While accepting blame for his own agency's, quote, multiple failures in the assassination attempt of President Donald Trump, the acting director of the Secret Service, Ron Rowe, is also pointing the finger at local law enforcement's failings.
Neither the Secret Service counter-sniper teams nor members of the former president's security detail had any knowledge that there was a man on the roof of the AGR building with a firearm.
Rowe says he cannot defend why the roof where the gunman fired shots wasn't better secured. Reported cases of measles at this point in 2024 are up a staggering 200% from 2023 as a whole, according to the CDC. The New Jersey Department of Health website says many of the 188 cases reported as of this week are linked to international travel and are among those who had not received a vaccine. A fugitive on the FBI's most wanted list in New Jersey has been caught.
Kofi Edwards is accused of taking part in an armed robbery in Middlesex County 15 years ago. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, the 51-year-old man from Trinidad and three conspirators took $150,000 from a Woodbridge steakhouse in 2009. They were all caught except for Edwards, who left New Jersey and lived under a false identity. He was arrested in California earlier this month and pleaded not guilty to related charges in Newark Federal Court on Monday. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A federal judge has struck down New Jersey's ban on the Colt AR-15 rifle. The judge agreed with gun rights advocates that New Jersey residents have a right to have it for self-defense in one's own home. The state's attorney general vows to appeal. Now, the Rue Insurance Business Report. Boeing announced its new CEO as it reported a loss of more than $1.4 billion on falling revenue during the second quarter. The company said Robert Kelly Ortberg will take over effective August 8th. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 99 points today. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Rue Insurance. For benefits, business, and personal insurance, visit RueInsurance.com. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Are we unsettled the rest of the week? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The hottest days of this stretch will probably be tomorrow and Friday. The highest humidity is looking like Saturday and Sunday, the weekend. Skies will continue to clear tonight. It's going to be another muggy night as lows only fall into the lower 70s. Tomorrow, hot and humid with hazy sunshine, highs 90 to 95. Friday also will be steamy, highs in the lower 90s with partly sunny skies. We could see a round of scattered showers and thunderstorms late day Friday, and the heat and humidity will hang on this weekend with a few showers and thunderstorms around. High temperatures for both Saturday and Sunday right around 90 degrees. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Berkeley Heights 89, Manalapan 90, Salem 85. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.